I'm Paul Slavens, and we're live in the KXT studios with S1, Sarah Jaffe, and Sam Lau.
What you can carry, come on and let's hit the road and don't look back. We can make it on our own, we don't need no maps. Just follow the summer glow, it keeps the smiles real wide and the day is real long. If we stay like this, we won't ever go. Let me curl up in your crevices, free moments in your scheduling. It's me, you, and the summer. Pop the top back, baby, feel the wind. Curl up in each other undercover, let me feel your skin. When your record opens up, let's do it all again.
If you got some free time, I could wrap my schedule round it. Take a couple days off. Oh, 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 I got that summer glow. Time passes so slow. That's the way we like it though, that summer glow. If you got some free time, I could wrap my schedule round it. Take a couple days off. Oh, 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 I got that summer glow. Time passes so slow. That's the way we like it though, that's summer. We fell asleep with our hands under our head. We soaked the sheets, stripped the blankets off the bed. Windows all down, get it out of your system. Sweat it all off, leave your body to glisten. A lot of free time and nobody to miss me. Nobody to miss me. Nobody to miss me. Nobody to miss me. A lot of free time and nobody to miss me.
Live in the KXT studio with S1, Sarah Jaffe, and Sam Lau. Welcome. Wonderful to have you all here. Sounded great, that song, basically, right in time. Hopefully, it's going to start warming up here pretty soon, so you have a nice summer jam for the summer. Sarah, you've been here several times.
Yes.
But it's first time for S1. Yes, it's your first time in the studio. Welcome.
First time.
It's wonderful. Sounds great. It's nice to have you all up here. I see you all out and about in town, and one of the things I was thinking was so interesting about y'all is you're kind of indicative of what I see happening a lot in the Dallas music scene, which I haven't really seen so much for quite some time, which is a wonderful collaboration between a lot of different independent artists starting to work together. And just wondered how all y'all kind of came together.
Well, I think I've always just been a huge fan of S1's work. And when Sam came on the scene, I was immediately a fan. But I think the whole thing kind of started, for me at least, was working with S1. The start of that it just kind of spurred on this, or ignited, I should say, just a love for collaboration. And I think for me, like most of my inspiration these days comes from collaboration. And if you live in the same community, if you live in the same city, like why the heck not? You know what I'm saying?
And it seems kind of crazy that for periods of time, it seemed like artists weren't doing that. It was almost a competitive thing. And now everybody's competing together. And I think it's just wonderful.
I think so, too.
That's exactly what the scene needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful shows. Well, I'd like to play another track. What do you have coming up next?
Yeah. This is a remix that S1 did from my most recent record, Don't Disconnect. Mm-hmm. And it's actually the title track. It's a remix for Don't Disconnect. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
I've got to go, but the sooner I leave, the sooner I can come home. Do you still feel me? Don't disconnect, don't disconnect, don't disconnect yet. Don't disconnect yet. Don't disconnect. Go ahead, just ask me all of the questions left in your head. Don't disconnect. Don't disconnect yet. Don't disconnect yet. Don't disconnect. Do you still feel me? Do you still feel me? Don't disconnect.
Live in the studio at the KXT Studios with S1, Sarah Jaffe, and Sam Lau. Just heard the S1 remix of Don't Disconnect. Yeah. And Far Out. It was beautiful. Nice to hear all this. Now, you guys got a gig coming up this evening, right?
That's correct.
At the Granada Theater. Sam, you want to talk a little bit about what this is about?
So the show tonight at Granada Theater is benefiting the Mayor's Rising Star Council, which is a youth leadership program for Dallas high school students. So it's for a really good cause. A portion of the proceeds go to that organization. And I think it's really great to support the youth in the city. So absolutely come.
Should be a great show. Wonderful. Thanks for coming into the studio. I guess that what's happening next is, Sarah, you're going to sing a pretty new song that you've written. Yes. And got it written and recorded quite recently. Yes.
Very quickly. After the late, great Mr. David Bowie passed, I wrote a song about it and kind of how he as an artist impacted me. And even in his death, it was pretty just pretty remarkable, reflecting on what an incredible artist he was. So the day that I wrote it, I couldn't really function outside of just thinking about David Bowie and what an amazing artist. So I wrote the song. I sent it over to my bandmate and good friend, Scott Dambaum. You know him from Syntromatic. And kind of immediately I was like, you know, obviously this is just me on an acoustic right now, but the way that I hear this going is very much kind of tipping the hat to, you know, Ziggy Stardust era. And so it was a very piano heavy, just a beautiful part that Scott wrote for it. And about 3 days later, we hopped into the studio. And then in doing so, after the song was recorded, it just was kind of like this fluid, it was just so quick. The everything just came together so quickly. And then my brother-in-law and just incredibly talented videographer, Anthony Longoria, made a video for it afterwards. But yeah, it's a song called Did David Feel Like This?
In my early 20s, guess I can say that now, 'cause I'm nearly 30. I made it, not sure how, but in my early 20s, I started fooling around, got comfortable being around. Eventually forgot how I got here in the first place. It's hard to learn from your mistakes, but I wrote a few things down. The hangovers aren't worth it. Takes power to feel worthless. Oh, did David feel like this? Did he get his insides in a twist before coming up for air? Oh, it's hard to imagine it. What if he had called it quits? David feel like this? Looking back, I guess I see it now, when I have laid it out. The weight gets lost with time. Still, I'm morphing every day, shuffling through the mundane. I want happiness to stay. The hangovers aren't worth it. Takes power to feel worthless. Oh, did David feel like this? Did he get his insides in a twist for coming up for air? Oh, it's hard to imagine it. What if he had called it quits? Did David feel like this?
Sarah Jaffe, live in the KXT studios. Thanks for coming in, Sarah. It's wonderful to see you again.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
Also want to say thanks to Sam Lau and S1. They've got a gig tonight at the Granada Theater benefiting the Mayor's Rising Star Council project. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
You're listening to KXT 91.7.